Thank you for joining us as we discover nothing but the truth with David Johnston.
There are some battles in life you do not want to lose. And the good news is that God has made a provision for you to win all the time, every time. You never have to lose. God is personally interested in your success. Now, we've been learning what these ingredients are that enable you to stand even in the evil day so that you can keep on standing no matter what's coming or who's coming against you. And so we have learned that you plus God plus the equipment that He has made available to you, if you'll put it on and wear it, these three things will contribute to your absolute total success. And what we've learned so far, because this is called the armor of God. Remember the scripture we learned, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, just been able to keep on standing." And here's the scripture we learned. And here's what we've learned already. "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth." The first piece of armor we learn to put on protects our loins, the sexual parts of our body, and it's the truth about sexuality that we memorize from Scripture, that in memorizing it, we put on that truth, and that truth will protect those sensitive parts of our body, and you will never sexually be a failure and never involved in a sexual sin. Of course, the Scripture even talks about some of those sins, that they shouldn't even be named among us, not even once, as become a saints. But we must have on the armor that protects that. Secondly, we learn to have on the breastplate of righteousness. And the third piece we learned last time we were together was to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And we learned that to put your boots on, this piece of armor means be prepared to preach the gospel. And once you've done the preparation steps, you've got your boots on, and you can preach the gospel in season or out of season. Now, today, and I want you to be sure that you have your notebooks and paper and pencil ready, because we're going to cover a lot of ground, but very important. And here's why today is so important. I want to go to the 16th verse of the same chapter of Ephesians chapter 6, and this is how it begins. "Above all," look it with me now, "above all, taking the shield of faith." Look at this phrase, "above all." Above all the other armor. All the armor is important. We've learned that. We've learned the importance of the breastplate, the feet shod, and we'll learn how important it is on to have the helmet of salvation. But above all the armor that you take, you do not want to miss this one piece of armor. Here it is. "Above all, taking the shield of faith." Now look at the next phrase. "Wherewith," and this delightful phrase occurs third time in this same passage. Look, "ye shall be able." With this shield of faith, look at what you will be able to do. You will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Look at this now. You will be able to quench not one, but all the fiery darts of the wicked. Why is the shield of faith above all? Well, before I give you the answer to that question, let's look at a couple of scriptures to understand the importance of faith. Look at this scripture. "And this is the victory that overcomes the world," look at this, "even our faith." God ascribes the whole victory in every area of life and over all the power of the enemy to our faith. Now, in the Bible, there are two kinds of shields referred to. One is a dress shield. It's a small, it's used for parade. It's just a showpiece. But the fighting shield was actually a very large shield. In fact, Greek word means it is door-shaped. And I don't know if you've ever seen some of the modern technology that they have today, but they have shields now that are almost the full height of a person, more than the full width. And just to show you from the scripture that this is the kind of shield we're talking about, look at this scripture with me. In Psalm 5, "with favor," look at this, "wilt thou compass," that means encircle him, "as with a shield." This is a shield that protects you all around from the enemy. It's not something small, it's very large. Why is the shield to be taken above all the other equipment? I want to give you three reasons. Number one, it's because it's the first line of defense. When an arrow is coming at you, you want to stop it with a shield first. And if for some reason, some unexpected reason, an arrow should get past a shield, well, then you've got your other armor on. But the shield is the very first line of defense to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And I know, because I, like you, have faced many of the fiery darts. And I'm going to show you what the fiery darts are and how they have this tremendous ability to damage us long term. So the shield is to be taken above all the other armor because it's the first line. It's the biggest defense you got, the first line of defense. The second reason is that the shield protects not just one part of the body like the helmet does, or like the breastplate does, or like the boots do, but the shield protects the whole body. Other armor only protects a part of the body. A third reason why we're to take the shield of faith above all the other piece of armor is because the fact is it protects the other pieces of armor. Watch this now. Without the shield of faith, the rest of the armor would not hold up. For example, imagine you got on the helmet of salvation and somebody hits you over the head with a baseball bat. Well, you could probably survive once or twice. But if you kept getting hit with a baseball bat on the helmet, pretty soon you're not going to have much sense left. You see, that's why the shield is important, because it stops it out here, and the equipment that you're wearing, the helmet, the breastplate, and so on, is sort of the backup. We must be using the shield all of the time. Now, I think we should look at some of the scriptures that show the importance of the shield of faith. Look at the scripture. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. And so this standing, this ability to stand with the onslaughts that come at you. Well, let me pause there for a moment, because some of you experience tremendous accusations. Because you see, the devil is called the accuser of the brethren. He's always got his bony finger pointed at you. In fact, one of the worst things that happens is he gets you to think that his accusations are actually, you end up doing it yourself. You join his side and become self-accusatory. We have voices that come at us. We have all kinds of doubts and fears and turmoils that come our way. I want you to know that when we get this shield of faith, we are going to be able to stop all those things. You will be mentally healthy, spiritually strong, and emotionally stable simply because you use the shield of faith. Stand fast in the faith. Let's look at another one. For by faith, this is a simple verse. You can memorize this in a flash in 2 Corinthians 1. For by faith you stand. It is faith that enables us to stand. Well, let's go to this question now. Why is it called the shield of faith when there are a whole lot of verses that tell us that God is the shield? Now, let's look at a couple of those. Look at this first one. Fear not, Abraham. Look what God says. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. God says that he is a shield. Let's look at another one. But thou, O Lord, we sing this song, art a shield for me. God is our shield. Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. Look at this one. The Lord is my strength and my shield. Look at this. The Lord is my shield. Let's look at one more. Every word of God is pure. And oh, that begs a lot of preaching. But look at this. Every word of God is pure, and he is a shield unto them. Now watch this next phrase, that put their trust in him. This is the connection. God is really the shield, but he's a shield to those who put their trust in him. Let me rephrase that. God is the shield, but he's a shield to them that have faith. You see, faith is what God responds to. God is our shield. Somebody said, well, faith is like the little handle on the back that puts God to work for you. So there's this wonderful connection between God and faith. In fact, they are almost inseparable because, look at this verse. Because without faith, it is impossible. Look at this. It's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must first believe that God is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, in a few moments from now, we're going to learn how to do what this scripture tells us to do, to take the shield of faith above everything else. But before we get to how do you take the shield of faith, let's talk for a moment about what faith can do for you. Now, can I pause for one more moment? Make sure that you understand this. Above every other thing you take, every other piece of armor, you want to make sure that you have the shield of faith. It's the first line of defense. It protects the rest of the armor. It protects the whole body. And the shield of faith will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. That's really important to you. That's important. If I were you, not because this happens to be me or David Johnston here talking to you right now. What's important right now is you are on the threshold of discovering Bible truth that is so critically important to your mental health, your emotional well-being, and your spiritual survival. You don't want to miss this because we need to know how to take this shield of faith, because when you got it, all those haunting voices that plague you, all the invasion of your dreams in the night, all of the accusation, all of the self-condemnation, all of the fiery darts of the enemy will be stopped. And if they stop, and if you stop them, and you can if you have the shield of faith, you'll discover the peace that God wants you to have in your heart. You'll discover genuine tranquility, relaxation. You will be protected from all the powers of the enemy. Now, before we learn how to put this shield on and how it actually works in moments from now, what we want to do is spend a few moments, and please get this down in your notes. It's really important. This is a summary of why faith is so important, because this shield does a whole lot of things. Faith does a whole lot of things. What will faith do for you? Are you ready? Here we go. Number one, faith provides confidence for daily provision. You do not have to worry about tomorrow, what you will eat, or what you drink, or what you put on. Look at this. Look at this. If God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast in the oven, look at this. Shall he not much more clothe you? Now watch this. Here's the issue. O ye of little faith. You see, that's why Jesus followed up this scripture with, therefore, don't take any thought saying, what will we eat? What we will drink, or where shall we be clothed? Because you see, faith provides the confidence. Now, without faith, you'll worry about tomorrow. But with faith, you can live a day at a time with confidence. It's confidence for daily provision. Number two, second thing faith does for you is it will drive out fear. And he said unto them, remember they were in the ship. Jesus said, why are ye fearful? They thought the ship was going to sink. Why are ye fearful? And then he actually gives the reason. O ye of little faith. Because what happened then, Jesus said, he arose and he rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Now I want you to know, that the promise of God is for you to be without fear. There's a lot of verses we could quote. The most commonly known is this one from the book of Timothy, which says that God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. We're going to come to the sanity issue in a moment. But God does not want you to have fear. And this shield of faith is designed by God to stop every fear that comes your way. And when I was a little boy, I was afraid of everything. I was afraid to go to sleep at night and let my hands dangle over the edge of the bed. Something might come and nibble on it. You know, I was afraid of teachers. I was afraid of everybody. Until I became a Christian at the age of 18, it started to change for me. And when I discovered how important my faith was, that it could actually drive away my fears, I can now live in confidence, and so can you. Number three, faith brings forgiveness of sin. Look at the scripture in Jesus. Look at this. Seeing their faith, said unto this sick man who was sick of the palsy, look at this, son, be of good cheer. Look at this. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Faith will let you know for sure that your sins are forgiven. Without faith, they're always hanging on to you. They're always a burden. They're always a pressure. But faith brings forgiveness for sins. What else can faith do for you? Faith can bring healing for sickness. Remember the little lady who pressed through the crowd to touch the hem of his garments? She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garments, I'll be made whole. And so she did. And then Jesus turned about him, and this is what he said. He said, be of good comfort. Look at this. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Faith brings healing from sickness. And then faith determines your future. Oh, my goodness. Does faith do a lot for us? Look at these things. It determines your faith. Jesus said, according to your faith, it will be unto you. I want to pause here for a moment, because your future depends on your faith and what you really believe. You know, most psychologists teach that your future is determined by your past. You know, that's why psychoanalysis, that's why they get you in there and they ask you what happened to you when you were a child and all kinds of weird stories. Your dad didn't buy you a watch for your 12th birthday, and that's the reason you killed your mother when you're 20 years old. I mean, they're looking for stuff in the past because determinism is a philosophy of the psychology systems. Most of the psychology systems of the day are deterministic. They say that what you were, your past, determines your future, but not Jesus. Jesus comes along and he says the opposite. Jesus says, your future is determined by what you believe right now. You see, the reason the high school student practices basketball all summer long, always shooting basketball, why? Is because he believes that he's got a chance come September when school starts up to get on the team. Today's behavior is not being determined by the past. For that boy bouncing that basketball, his behavior today is being determined by the future, and that's what Jesus says. That's why your faith is so important. But let's look at some more of the things that faith will do to you. Faith will restore sanity and cast out devils. I want to slow down here. Because remember, a moment ago I quoted that scripture. He's not given a spirit of fear, but power, love, and listen to this, a sound mind. God is interested in your sanity. And faith, according to the scripture, will not only restore your sanity, but it will cast out any evil spirits that plague you. Look at the scripture. Lord, this man said, have mercy on my son. Look at this. He's a lunatic. And he's sore vexed. That means he is troubled by evil spirits. And the man went on and says, oft times he falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. And look at this next verse. Then Jesus answered and said, and here's the problem. No faith. Oh, you faithless and off of the faith track. Perverse means off track generation. You see, that's why faith is really important. Because Jesus spoke, the man got his sanity back, the evil spirits fled, and he was made whole. That's why the scripture says above all, take the shield of faith, you will stop all the fiery darts of the enemy. You see, the only thoughts that can harm you are the ones you believe. Did you get that? The only thoughts that can harm you are the ones that you believe. And if you have wrong thoughts, put your trust in wrong thoughts, they will harm you. That's why it's a tragic thing when little children are told by parents who don't know any better, I suppose, because we don't get any practice babies before the real ones come along. Little children are, you know, people, parents say, son, are you stupid? Can't you do anything right? And the worst thing that can happen to that child is that he believes those accusations that he cannot do anything right. And he begins to feel like a failure, believe he's a failure, and that big failure signs like a placard on his back, and he wears it the rest of his life. That's why he needs genuine faith based on the Word of God, as we're going to see, because it will restore sanity, confidence, and it will get rid of all of those devils that come to accuse us. Well, what else will faith do to you? Pardon me, the scripture says that faith will move mountains. Look at this. Jesus said, if you have faith just as much as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to that mountain, get out of here. Go hence beyond your place and it shall remove. See, look at this. Nothing. Look at this last phrase. Nothing shall be impossible unto you. Faith moves mountains. Then faith cures. Pardon me. Faith curses the unfruitful. Do you remember when Jesus cursed the fig tree? The next day they came by and look at and the disciples saw it and they marveled, saying, how soon does this fig tree wither away? What made that fig tree wither and die? That fruitless fig tree. Jesus, here it is. Verily I say unto you, look at it. If you have faith, and doubt not, you shall not only do what is done to this fig tree, but then he goes on to say other, you can move mountains. Well, why would you want to have faith to curse that which is unfruitful? And I'll tell you why. It's because there's unproductive stuff in our lives. And unless we get rid of it and let it die, it will linger like baggage on our back the rest of our lives. Faith gives you the power to get rid of that stuff. Without faith, you let it hang on, you excuse it, you rationalize, regress it, sublimate, whatever method of rationalization or compensation you come up with. And we carry a lot of junk. Faith gives you the power to curse, get rid of that which is unfruitful. And then faith brings answers to prayer. Look at this. Jesus said, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, look at this, believing you'll receive it. Faith brings answers to prayer. And then look at this. Faith restores us to being children of God. Look at this scripture. For ye are all children of God. How are you children of God? By faith in Christ Jesus. That's what makes you a child of God. Let's look at another one. Faith produces righteousness. Look at this scripture. Even the righteousness of God, look at this, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that, look at this, that believe. That's how you get righteousness, which is by faith. Then faith brings justification and peace. Look at the scripture. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace. Look at this. Faith precipitates grace. Did you know that? Look at this. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be of grace. If you have faith, it brings the grace of God into your life. You know this scripture, for by grace are you saved. Look at this, through faith, by whom also we have access by faith unto the grace wherein we stand. Because faith, it brings the grace of God into your life. And then faith brings Christ to dwell in our hearts. Look at the scripture. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. The fact is that just now, you may wish to have this blessed, wonderful entrance of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want you to know that the key that will move Jesus out of the pages of this Bible and right into your heart is faith. He will dwell in your heart by faith. And I want to suggest to you, because we only have a few moments left and we're going to continue this teaching next time we get together, and then I'm going to show you how you actually take on this shield of faith that stops all of the enemy. When you see how practical and functional it is, you'll be able to do it. But right now, my concern for you is whether or not you have Jesus really living in your heart. Not just an entrance and an exit, because when he comes in, he wants to come in to stay. And that's why this scripture says that Christ will, I love this word, it's so warm. It's so confidence-producing. He wants to dwell in your heart. How do you get that to happen? Simply by faith. Because God responds to faith.
Our hope and prayer is that you have been blessed and encouraged through this teaching. Our mission is to edify, exhort, and disciple the body of Christ by teaching nothing but the truth from God's Word, the Holy Bible. For more information about Nothing But the Truth, or to view our teachings, please visit nothingbutthetruth.org.